to introduce our dynamic speaker for this evening.
Okay. Should be a
maybe. Please hold up.
Everybody, my name is Greg, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm a grateful member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's my pleasure to introduce our speaker, Mark L. And Mark and I go way back. I can't remember exactly when we met. It was either 5 o'clock this evening or 5:15. But you know, I feel an affinity for him right away because we talked about his life, and he's on the road a lot. He has this busy professional life, but you know, he combines it with a lot of service day to day. He can't involve himself because of his travel schedule with traditional types of service because he's not home a lot. But he goes to lots and lots of institutions, prisons to speak, and he also works with the professional community quite a bit. And you know, I could tell that, you know, in his mind, you know, he's always thinking about what can I do to continue to carry the message. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing him talk, and let's hear from Mark.
Hello, San Antonio. I'm Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'm Mark.
Let's see. First of all, I want to thank the committee for the red carpet treatment. The lovely Lee, lovely Greg, Jim, thanks for your fifth step. I was wondering how that one was going to land, and now I know. So. God bless you for getting something out of it. Rule 62 says we don't take ourselves too darn seriously. I think that's funny right away, because this is a very old male white program. And we still have a chapter in the book called To the Wives. I think there's something to be done about that someday. But I love the fact that there's Rule 62, and it's a suggested program. This program suggests there's only one rule, and it's number 62. I find that funny right away. When I was new, I was angry. I got here angry. There's a lot of layers of toxic that had nothing to do with alcohol. Familial. It was historical. It was habitual. So the terminal uniqueness that I carried with me, like an invisible emotional bag or whatever, when I got here, I made you pay for that over and over and over and over and over again. AA has saved my life. I am very passionate about carrying the message instead of carrying the alcoholic. I got a lot of that in my family. I know that a lot of us do. So let me go over the broad brush stuff about speaking. If you've never been at a podium like this with a room full of people like this, it's exactly the opposite of what you think it might be. There's a lot of attention. There's a lot of... you ever walk in a room and feel like everyone's looking at you? You With that comes responsibility to not embarrass the committee for the beautiful hotel and the great ride over with Greg and the gift basket that's really overdone. It was fat. The gift basket, like 16 people could eat out of that thing. And I thought, you know, it's a lot of extending courtesy to a visiting alcoholic, which is what AA does. I live in San Jose, California. I was born and raised in Oakland. There was a lot of, I'm 59 years old, I've been sober since 1988, and that could, I always get a giggle when people clap for that. We clap, we keep tchotchkes and coins and all this stuff. You know, we reward ourselves for stopping behavior that was suicide on layaway on the best day. You're not killing yourself, take that chip. I got hit with a chip on my shoulder, you know what I mean? So I get to visit a lot of places on this planet that are maybe not as familiar with the trauma, drama, mama issues that we got here with that have very little to do with drinking. Alcohol was a symptom for me. It was chemical abuse, but for a while it worked. It worked. It was courage. It was calm. It was attention. It was peace. I didn't do it because it didn't work. I was a 5-year-old alcoholic. my family growing up was persistent in punishment. And I didn't understand that. Born and raised Catholic, like a lot of us. So it was a punishing thing, you know. With Catholic school, with Catholic dance, altar boy, I was in the pre-seminary program, 8th to 9th grade, till I found basketball and females, and then it was done. I put basketball first, but that wasn't really it. So, I've had addictions to or obstructed by or passionate about chemical. Ego, anger, rage. Rage, which I found for me, is just shame aimed at you. So there's a lot of historical value in that 4, 6, and 8, those lists we make. I have found that it is imperative to write. Imperative. Now, the guys in AA, the original 100, I know two of those. They passed on. But I've been fortunate enough to meet a couple of people who are way, way up the ladder. And historically, you know, they're the Akron guys. They're the Cleveland guys. First AA meeting ever was in Cleveland, not Akron. Akron was still the Oxford kind of hybrid. But I've been to Cleveland every year for about 20-some years. And I've met some people who are predecessors. Your predecessor, right? You still mad at me? Are you mad at me? I work a step, that's what you do, Jim. Resentments everywhere I go, that's what I do. Resentment, if you're not familiar with exactly what that is, I get to do a lot of speaking at corporate things. I'm way above my status. I was in 1988. A lot of us get here hopeless, helpless, ruthless, toothless. We didn't find the bottom. I get the idea there's some white vans in the parking lot. That's okay, too. Hey, listen, it's better to be a newcomer than a no-comer. I mean that. You keep coming back. That's what we say. Even when we don't like you, we say that. I got here in October of 1988, broken. I could get sober. I couldn't stay sober. AA is for people who want to stay sober, not get sober. I could get sober in a cardboard box, which I did. I couldn't stay sober in a cardboard box. So I got here 120-pound, shake and bake, look and cook, tweak and peek, thump and bump, street guy. I could not control my own central nervous system. It was like a 3-ring circus under one tiny little tent all day, every day, no matter what, until I drank. And drinking was still that thing that I thought would work but didn't work. Euphoric recall, they call it, in clinical settings, where I just remembered the best part about drinking, which was relief. And there was none. So I had outstayed my welcome in the alcoholic realm. Every once in a while, I have a job that allows me to share gifts. I was blessed with a curse, like most alcoholics. I was blessed with a curse, which is self-centered. Now, what we do, what a lot of us do, through the steps and through finding a God, a willingness, whatever intuition, hunch, whatever universal guide you have, we go 180, 180 degrees from where we were going. That's where we got to go. Self-centered becomes centered self. There's a usefulness to I'm first. I'm the most important person in this room tonight. Make no mistake. Just like you. Now we both know. Now, if I hadn't finished that sentence, I don't deserve to be up here, and there's no humble, and there's no carrying a message. It's telling you what to do. You're not going to be told what to do tonight. You're going to be invited. You're going to be invited to do what has worked for a long time. I've never found anything that works like this. Nothing works like this. And I work in a lot of clinical settings. I don't have a license to do anything except drive and fish in California, but I got no letters after my name, and I never graduated from anything except county. So normal people go, what county? Where are you from? I'm a jail guy, and I earned every second of jail time. In fact, there was a fairness thing that occurred to me early on. I would hear people say, that's not fair, and I didn't always weigh in, but I always came to the fact that if life was fair, you'd never see me again. If I got justice instead of mercy, if they locked me up for everything I really did do, you'd never see me again. So there's a gratitude level of, man, I'm glad life ain't fair. You know, I earned penitentiary title. I earned a little plot in a graveyard with a headstone on it that said, never gave it a second thought. You know, I do what I do, that's what I do. Well, centered self says, I take care of me, so I'm available on a Saturday night in August to come talk to a group of family. Everybody in here has a right to be up here. So if you're new, the ego thing, the attention, it must feel good to get touched. It's exactly the opposite. There's a humble, there's a humility of, you know what, I've been singled out to speak on a Saturday night and very important anniversary. 69 years, a lot of years in a row to do something very well. I said all that to say this about the status. I'm way overpaid. I get to talk to a lot of Silicon Valley, a lot of corporate stuff because I'm funny. I've been funny my whole life. It was a shield that became shelter. Funny was a shield. It was that fake smile. I had a $100 fake smile. I could like a $20 Cadillac. That fake. And I would just talk through my teeth when I was a kid. You know, I'd go to school after it happened at night, and I would go back to Catholic school, and the teacher would say, you know, how was your weekend? And I'm dying on the inside that I can't tell you. You know, let's talk about Christ. It was confusing. It was confusing. Now, if you're a Christian, I'm not banging on that place of grace. I have one. I have a place of grace I'm entitled and guaranteed every day. I need to step into it. When I abandon it, things go, they go south really quick. Nothing wrong with South. I like Texas. Texas is big on God and guns. That's it. It's a big. And if you don't believe in God, they will shoot you. Florida State claps for that for some reason. Thank you for the hospitality. I was given a gift early on to make fun of or what seemed to be a penchant for false. I can make trauma funny. I can make abuse funny. I just had this thread of false. And for a while it worked, like the alcohol, it worked, you know. So like I was an A student, and I got a lot of attention, really good at sports, and a lot of parallel gifts to funny. So that being said, all the stuff that worked to survive a dysfunctional family failed me in the community. So it was very confusing, and confusion was, I'm sure, the reason I started drinking. I know there's the nature versus nurture. I was born alcoholic. There's an alcoholic gene. There's a genetic predisposition to abuse. I get that. The medical community is big on that. The AA community is big on, hey, listen, experience strength and hope. We have no idea what that means when we're new because it's such a simple term. Experience strength and hope. Experience. Here's what we did. Strength. Here's what we changed. Hope. You can too. There are people that will say it better than me. There are people who have been saying it longer than me. Nobody says it funnier than I do. Nobody. If that sounds arrogant, we'll see at 9 o'clock. I get paid to be funny. That's what I do for a living. In a corporate setting, in an incarcerated setting, in a meeting setting, there's always some share in the show. There's always some show in the share, too. I've reined in the ability to just control a group, right? A lot of us are manipulative. God's greatest gift to an alcoholic. We manipulate our environment instead of change our behavior. Well, there's some art to that. If you're a school teacher, if you're a sponsor, if you're a clinician, if you're a parent. I've got three kids. I'm a manipulative dad. I don't argue. The argument I win is the one we don't have. My boy's 11. He's got AA skills and recovery talent, and he's never been loaded, locked up, or locked down. Never. His mom is sober 23 years. I've been sober what I've been sober. He's got great information. That's what we get to do. We get to enable the next generation to have a choice instead of you do this, you do that, and do it the best you can without telling anybody the truth. That's the home I grew up in. That's not the one I'm flying home to tomorrow. I live in a sober living environment, SLE they call them in California, sober living, sober environment. If you're sober a while, you do too. We call it a condo. I live in a sober home. You live in a sober home? Yes, I do. 25/7, because we're not alcoholics. Always exaggerate.
25/7.
The gifts that I was born with, I've been allowed to enable a bridge between normal and us. There's only two groups of people on the planet I'm familiar with: normal and the rest of us. That's it. Normal people don't drink and drive. Normal people don't use alcohol instead of the truth. Normal people don't. They're just built different. I'm wired for false. I've got a birth defect. First thought wrong. If I drink enough, I'll be enough. First thought wrong. If I cheat and don't get caught, it wasn't really cheating. First thought wrong. If I leave a meeting early, it's because I have something more important to do. First thought wrong. If I say it, I really don't have to do it because I told you I was going to do it. My intentions are perfect. First thought wrong. Second thought worse. Third thought wow. Fourth thought homicidal, and it's 6:15 and I haven't gotten out of bed yet. I have a brain disease. First thought wrong. So alcohol seems attractive. I was flying here and the booze, it was free on the plane. And the guy next to me had a, I left San Francisco, I flew out of San Francisco today. So I get on a plane and the guy next to me is having a Bloody Mary, but it's more Mary than bloody. Very, very, very pale. Remember when you were the bartender and the customer? Did you make the gift basket for me, man? That thing's beautiful. You know what the best part of it was for me? You got those candies in there. Chocolate and sugar. Damn, I'm going to be funny tonight, I swear to God. Yeah. I've been addicted to sugar. Codependency, that's my core. If you're an AA in here, please don't be offended, but I don't know an alcoholic who's not codependent to the core. Al-Anon saved my life. I've been incarcerated sober. I've been broke sober. I've stolen money sober. Not for a long time, but early on, I did what it took to pretend I was part of this family. I still had that false face. But I've been addicted to things normal people don't do twice. You don't want me driving under the influence of my own influence when I'm angry. I've been addicted to work. I've been addicted to golf. Horrible, horrible sport. Over and over expecting different results. Golf! Hit it, go get it. It's an abusive relationship. Whack, sorry. I've been addicted to food. I've been addicted to exercise. I've been addicted to... I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. It's filthy. I'll sleep with a hooker, but I'm not smoking. I got boundaries. I've always had an ability to attract people. I think alcoholics are some of the most charismatic creatures God ever made. What we do with that is our gift back to the universe. We have so many gifts. A lot of us, we didn't find the bottom. It had to come up and find us. We're so passionate about gifts and tools, and we're energetic, bright, beautiful, focused, passionate when it suits us. Alcoholism for me became, early on, passion without purpose. Alcoholism was energy without any grace. So I spent a lot of time lost, wreck up from the neck up. I could not figure out what to do with all the tools. These days, I'm pretty aware. The difference between, if you're new, the difference between somebody who's new and somebody who's not new is what you know. When you're new, you don't know what you don't know. When you're older, been around a while, you know what you don't know. It's still quite a bit, but we're aware that we're ignorant. Ignorant means lacking information. So if you're new, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know where you're ignorant. You just, you do the best you can when you're new, and there's no wrong way to do AA. There are better ways, faster ways, quicker ways, meaning shortcuts. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of time wondering how to figure this out. Just follow directions. You know, normal people stop at a stop sign. It's not a suggestion. Normal people don't find heroin interesting on a weekend. Normal's not me, but I'm glad, blessed, grateful. Shortcut number one for you if you're new tonight. Grateful never relapses, ever. Mm-hmm. Put that in your cigarette. Go smoke it tonight. I'm not picking on the smokers. You go out and get fresh air through a filter. It's nice outside. Now, I would be less than authentic if I didn't tell you I smoke cigars when I'm playing golf, because cigars aren't addictive. No, they're not. And a cigar that's long and thick and firm, and who says no to that, right? Ever. So, what was your first thought? Was it wrong, really? First thought wrong when I walked in the door, I want to impress people tonight. Now, I got to walk myself back off the cliff that is with, if you tell the truth in AA, it's already impressive. Grateful never relapses, I will say that. And first thought wrong is the disease. It's not alcohol. Alcohol is a symptom. It's a symptom. There's a codependent core that says, I need to be needed. And when I don't feel necessary, I need something else to remind me that I'm needy. I've used people, I've used excuses, I've used connections in a horribly selfish direction since I've been sober. Sober doesn't mean sane. Clean and sober doesn't mean cured and sane. The best I can manage on any given day is a manageable level of insanity. I'm not going to be less cuckoo next year. I'm still going to be insane. We talk about it. Restore us to sanity. Okay, and step two, restore us to sanity. A level of it for us. That's an opinion. But it's worked for me for a long time. And I've met millions of us. Face to face, eyeball to eyeball, feet on the same floor in the same room. Millions of us. I have a job that allows me to talk to astronauts and entrepreneurs and inmates and children and teachers and nurses. I get to work in a clinical setting a lot of hours every year. And I'm a comedian. On my tax return, it says, occupation comedian. You want to know the truth? If I wanted to tell the truth to the IRS, which I don't recommend. Where it says occupation, I could write a man with a mental illness and a lot of felony time and a lot of trauma as a kid who's learned how to market that as a skill so I can pay a lot of child support. That's what I would write. That's funny to you. That's the most expensive joke I ever tell. I have three kids from three different mothers. Dysfunctional. I was addicted to relationships. I didn't care what was going on romantically. I just needed people. I needed somebody else besides me. I only sleep with me now. I don't date. I'm on the road. My ex-wife, Julie, she used to call my job the other woman. And and she wasn't laughing when she said it. It was very, very, hard for a partner at home to live with a guy like I'm moody. I'm passionate about work. I'm very distracted. I'm a kid. I'm a 5-year-old in an adult male body. Most of my day, that's where it starts. I do a 10-step every morning before I get out of bed. Quiet as it's kept, you can do the steps anytime in any order. When you've been through them a bunch of times, we've done the steps in my sponsorship tree. We do them about finances. We do them about relationships. We do them about codependency. We do them about ego. We keep going through them. We take, admitted we were powerless over ego, and then we work 12 steps on that. And then we go to the traditions and we do that. We keep working the steps. Not like old AA. AA, they did them all in one day and then they helped the next drunk. They also dragged people out of their homes and sobered them up. We used to, there were 12-step calls. When I was in 88, one of my first service commitments was I cleaned ashtrays. You can't do that now. You know, we got a little sane about toxic and chemical, but we would go to somebody's house and or find them in a motel all dug out in a $4 an hour motel and yank them out of there and take them somewhere and hold them down in the truck. Yeah, you get sued, you know. That was a 12-step call. We become very gentle. We'll love you till you can love yourself. We'll love you that after that, too. We don't say that, but we do. If you don't love you, that's what we're for. We do. I love you. And it's not going to cost you anything. I forgive you and I don't care what you did. But I can't do that in the mirror as easily as I can tell you. That's the hard work. The hard work is Mark trusting Mark, because I know me better than you know me. And if you talked to me at night in the dark room by myself, like I talked to me, I would slit your neck and watch you bleed into the shower drain. My first thought's wrong right now. The steps can't help everyone. Maybe she quit drinking just a day too late. That was my first and second thought. But it's toxic up here. It's toxic up in the tent, you know, the circus tent. So the best I can do is a manageable level of insanity. You know, there's a part of the book that says restores to correct thinking. Okay, the correct thinking for me is I'm going to think past the first one, or the first 10, or the first 20. The 10th step I did this morning, I woke up in my home and sat up in a sober home this morning, and I put my feet flat on the bed. I don't even get out of bed without this, a 10th step. And it took me years and years and years to remember. Sometimes I still forget. I get up and I run and I think, oh man, I forgot to pray. It's been 48 minutes. I'm already on my third cup of coffee and I forgot to pray. Because coffee is like, I drink coffee all day. Not because I'm addicted, I just need it to stop the headaches that come. I got a Keurig machine at my house, and that's a coffee addict's version of a one hitter right there. That's right. But the 10th step in the morning is, continue to take personal inventory. That means, how am I doing before I meet you today? How am I doing before I get in line at TSA? I'm a princess when I fly. I fly 150,000 miles a year. That's just on American Airlines. That's not like United was a quick flip today, and Southwest sometimes if I'm going someplace short in California. But I'm a princess when I fly. I'm looking for that lane that, not TSA pre, not. I'm looking for pre-TSA pre. I'm looking for, you know, the one where they hand me a cup of coffee, a little bit of sex, and then send me to the plane. I want that line. I've never seen it, but someday. So, the 10th step in the morning is, where's the fire danger? Now, in Texas, I've seen these signs. I know in California we have these, where there's a sign with a dial on it that says fire danger today. And it will say low, moderate, high danger. Well, that's emotional. Combustible for me. I don't want to leave the house anything but moderate. So the 10th step is plant my feet, take a breath or two or three, touch all my teeth with my tongue before I have another thought. It's physical. That's the antidote for first thought wrong. Plant my feet, take a breath, touch my teeth with my tongue before I speak. Now, if you're a meth person, that could be fast, that last part. But slow down. I need to be safe. And sometimes I don't wake up. I wake up in 15th gear, and it's fast is fatal for this alcoholic. Slow is grow, you know. So if you're new, shortcut. Suit up, show up, listen up, grow up. I'll say this in the gentlest way I can. If you're newer, don't talk a lot here. Please. I'll be Uncle Shitty here for a minute. Don't talk a lot if you're new. We know what you know. We've said what you're going to say. We know those stories. You don't know the story that he's telling. You know, I don't know the story that he's telling. I could tell you how to get 29 years. I can't tell you how to get to 9 o'clock tonight. I ain't done it yet. Don't talk if you're new. Listen. There's a lot more gold if you listen. Silent and listen have the exact same letters for a reason. And you can't do the second one without the first one. I never learned anything when I was talking except that I talk too much again. It's not hard for me to find words up here. I can take anything, compact it into an audible kind of message, and then let it land. I've had that my whole life. My boy's 11. He has that gift too. He talks. My ex-wife says, he's a little you. And I said, that's a terrible thing to call him. But aren't our kids, aren't they the extension of the best of us? You know, he's a better person than me. The 11-year-old. I got a 30-year-old daughter. I got a 20-year-old son. And I got an 11-year-old boy. Every 10 years, I seem to make a kid. You know, I'm about due this weekend, I think. Maybe I'll stay for the dance. So, I felt a little bad about that. I apologize. But the extension of that experience, strength, and hope coming from Julie and I. Julie's a goddess, my ex-wife. Both my ex-wives are. The other lady I didn't marry, it was a weekend thing. I was on tour in Savannah, Georgia, and she was a Hooters waitress, and I like Hooters, so. We have a boy, he's a good kid. I've got three really good kids, and they have passionate parents. We all get along. It's almost irritating. What I've found, shortcut number two, if you knew, there are no ex-kids in a door. There are no stepkids when you hook up. There's no ex-kids when you break up. They're your kids. You signed on to parent them. It's an inferred responsibility, but it is real. How you feel about it, that ain't got nothing to do with it. It's a fact. Feelings aren't facts. They're real. But I've made a lot of my life really hard to live with because I based my decisions on feelings instead of facts. The fact is I'm an alcoholic. I can't drink without consequence. It changes my behavior and I make poor decisions. That's it. First thought wrong, that's the disease for me. First thought wrong, if I find the right partner, I'll be the right person. First thought wrong, if I get the right job, I'll feel like I'm doing the right work. Backwards, I get to do what I was born to do. And funny has become shelter, not shield. Manipulation, shelter, not a shield. Stubborn. I'm as stubborn as I've ever been. I just know where to aim it. If you're new and you're stubborn, God gave you stubborn. It's a gift. It means plant your feet and don't move. That's relapse. When relapse comes calling, just get off stubborn. Not that the people are trying to tell you how to walk around, but the disease itself. First off, wrong. You know, one beer is not bad. It's a ball game. It's 97 degrees outside. It's hot. It's Budweiser. I got $18 to spend on a beer. Let's do that. If you're new, first thought wrong. We connected. We're in a relationship. 13th step, carrying the message naked, horizontal hug, and toxic bonding. You ever notice how the word relationship sounds like relapse and shit? There's a reason for that. I wrote that, you guys. There's a lot of what we do that still works. Everything they told me, everything guys like Jim told me when we were new, they still work. Go to meetings and don't drink in between. You know, the third tradition says desire. A lot of people put the emphasis on alcohol, on drinking, or desire to stop drinking. No, it's desire to stop drinking. You just got to want to. You don't have to stop. It's just recommended. It's a better shortcut. If you're going to drive from here to Houston, I'm sure you could do it. It has something to do with I-10, I think. Right? Fair enough? Are you going to go through Alaska first? You could. We don't recommend that. Shortcut from here to hero. You want to be a hero? Do it at home. I'm a hero at home. My boy, he knows I don't lie to him. I tell him a manageable amount of truth. I know parents know what I'm talking about. My sponsees, I don't lie to them. I tell them a manageable amount of truth. There are levels. Life's about levels for me. There are levels of funny. There are levels of truth. There are levels of income. There are levels of toxicity. There are levels of commitment. There are levels of sober. There's getting sober, being sober, and living sober. Living sober took a long time. Getting sober, easy. Being sober means you don't drink again. Living sober? To where first thought wrong becomes next right thing, sometimes that takes weeks, that process. First thought wrong. I'll go as fast as I want to on the highway. It's nighttime. I know the area. I've lived here my whole life. I'll do 90. I'll set the cruise control 90. Speed limit 75. They don't like that. got pulled over. You know, cop says, what were you doing? I said, 90. He goes, how'd you know? I go, I said, cruise control. He goes, is that your story? So, well, it's not a story. So he goes, what the hell were you thinking? I go, I just wanted to get home. We're at the Giants game. Grayson's sitting in the front seat. And the cop's mad, like, because I didn't lie to him. I said, well, he goes, what are you showing your kid? I go, I guess I'm going to show him how to get a ticket without getting mad. He didn't laugh at all. Guy wrote me a ticket for 90 and a 75. Traffic school on a Saturday, 6 hours of that and stuff, you know, and everything. $400. It was like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We don't get dialed in here. It's just first thought wrong is still it's still the disease, you know. So if you're new, I got shortcuts for you tonight. Not because I'm a shot caller out there, but because there's a simpler way to get from here to Hero every day. You want to go from here to Houston, get in a car with somebody who drives that every day. That's the best thing you can. Your GPS, I don't know. Mine every day in my head sounds like this. Recalculating. Recalculating! Now my head talks like, my gut does not. Mine's a she, my G-O-D, great opportunity daily. My gut, G-O-D, great opportunity daily is a she. The voice is pleasant, it's quiet, never is afraid, ever. Never dishonest. And she only says 4 words max. She only says 3 or 4 words, sometimes 2, but never more than 4. She doesn't need more than 4 words to explain to a simpleton with a high IQ and a low bottom what to do. Shortcut number whatever today. Whatever you thought about most yesterday was your God for yesterday. That's just the way it works out. Turn my will and my life over to care of whether I understood it or not. Debt. Anger, resentment. Some guy at eBay, I did a thing for them recently, and the guy said, you spoke a lot about resentments. Well, what's your version? And he was an army, you know, a normal person. Normie, that's the word that if you don't know what that means, you are one, you know. Normie, not alcoholic, not, you know, go to jail to learn some kind of consequence. Normal people are afraid of jail. Jail? Oh my God, jail. Ask somebody in there. How much time did you do? You mean all together? We got categories, you know. So, your first 3 thoughts were wrong right there. If you're new, you plant your feet, take a breath, and you touch your teeth before you speak. That would have changed a whole bunch the last couple of years, I guarantee it. It still works. Everything they told us, the predecessors, the old timers, whoever you want to call them, the people who've been here, you know, who started this place 69 years ago with a donation, resentment in a coffee pot. That's a new meeting. That's an old AA phrase. The meeting starts with resentment in a coffee pot. Resentment, I said to the normie, he says, "What? Well, give me an example." I said, "You ever run a yellow light and a guy in front of you doesn't?" You feel like that all day. Well, then we learn to backpedal, and we learn that resentment was an expectation I had that was unmet, and it's not your fault. It's my responsibility to have fewer expectations. There's fewer resentments. It's simple science, but it's not my first thought. My first thought is you're going to pay for how I feel. I've been like that since I was a little boy. Now, without being disrespectful, there's some people in here who are God-fearing, hard-working, Christian, PG. So far, this has been PG plus, and it's going to remain that way, especially since they're recording. I know you're recording. If you're listening to this, this is a place to come, Club 12 in San Antonio. You got to do yourself a favor to stop by here when you're here, this part of the world. So, most of my day in my head, Mark looks like this, a little 5-year-old. Most of my day, that's when I start. So when I hear the temp step in the morning, is the fire danger high? Is it danger? Or is it moderate or low? Very few days on this planet do I start with low fire danger in the morning. First thing right out of the chute. The gates open, the bell went off, and the horse is running. I have a passion for work. But I also have a purpose that's attached to it, so there's a path. I get that, but I do more work now than listen or paying attention. And Grayson, that's my 11-year-old, he said the other day, he goes, hey, Dad, I'm one of the reasons you stay sober, huh? I said, yeah, you still are. He goes, glad I could help. My first thought was wrong. It's irritating. I don't want to talk to you right now. I got calendar to do, and there's emails to return and everything. Second thought, why did I ever have sex with your mother? Why did we make you, right? Why couldn't she have said no that weekend? Cadillac complaints, hangnail hassles, and platinum problems. Let me ask you a question, just as a family. The complaint you had recently. I have abandonment issues. Where the hell do you think you were going? That was my third thought. My first two were. So, that's all right. You want air? Is that what it is? I'm codependent. You all right? You okay? No, it's not your bed. You're free to come and go. It's only after midnight you got to stay in here for the rest of the day. All right. Codependent. Codependents are easy to spot in a group like this. They have a mating call.
Aww.
It's an Al-Anon in heat. That's what I live with all day. It goes from crazy to creepy to creative to there's all kinds of stuff up here that I don't talk about, that I won't ever share at group level. That's the A, because I have trust issues. Right? Born and raised. My dad was a child abuser. He was a predator. And my job every day at 5 years old was to make sure that he didn't get to another kid. I'm the oldest of five kids. That's a tough gig for a little boy.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a big fight every night. You either surrender, or you delay, or you distract, or verbally abuse. I'm good at all that stuff. The house I grew up in is not the one I live in now. Freedom starts with forgiveness. Forgiving my father prevented me from becoming my father. I'm not the dad I had, so my son is not the boy I was. That's what these did. That's what these did. I didn't do it. Maybe she helped. I'm sure that in step three, I had a different version of God the first time I went through them, because it was about alcohol. And it just, you don't know what you don't know until you know, you know? So if you're new, just say, I don't know. We'd like to hear from so-and-so. Do the three B's when you share. And this is a big deal, because there's a lot to learn if you listen. I'm not telling you to shut up. I'm not. I'm telling you there's a simpler way to absorb. I don't know. Do the three B's when you share. Be honest. Be brief. Be seated. If you can do it in under 3 minutes, we'll listen to you. If you talk longer than 3 minutes, you need to call your sponsor. If you talk longer than 5 minutes, I bet you ain't got one. If you talk longer than 10 minutes, you're probably going to be a good one. Not yet. So that's suggested stuff, and this is all suggested. That's not a suggestion. That's what we do. That's the skeleton, you know, the framework, the musculature, the nerves, and the tissue that we put ourselves together, a whole body of people after a while. It's with the truth. You know, you tell the truth. And your level of truth when you come in, second thought, my level of truth when I came in was minimal. You know, I could tell the truth about how much time I did, or I had dates and figures, and I knew addresses for bars and places I frequented where I could just destroy myself a drink at a time, you know, or forget about who I wanted to be, who I told you I was going to be. It just went back to the nature of who I am, you know. Let's just do suicide on layaway, you know. Not right away, because I got a bottle to finish. After that, I'll die early or young or whatever. But I'm not gonna be dead without finishing the bottle. And there was always another bottle, so I didn't die. But just say, I don't know. I don't know is the correct answer in my house. Grayson will ask me, Dad, if I have a crush on a girl at school, should I tell her? First thought wrong, second thought wrong, third thought wrong, fourth thought wrong, fifth thought at 7:30, we're having breakfast, too early for daddy. I get to a thought that works. There's a parchment on the wall and a lot of A made it say, think, 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 that's what they're talking about. Past the first one. Sometimes it's past the first 20. Sometimes it takes me 22, 25, 30 to get to stop thinking that. Listen to her. And she'll say, not right now. Or, go ahead. So I said to him, I said, well, buddy, usually it's been my experience. She already knows. They're very fast. They're very quick. She is a lot more gifted than a he. Without being sexist. He goes, why is that? I said, level of truth for 11-year-old. I said, it's because she's a she. They already know. Why don't you show her instead of tell her? How about that? How do I show her? I knew that wasn't going to work. I said, just be yourself. He goes, Dad, remember when you were in kindergarten? No, let me give me a minute. I'm 59. No. He said, remember when girls liked the fastest runner? Fastest runner, Dad, you remember? I do remember that. Were you the fastest runner? I was born and raised in Oakland. No, never was I the fastest runner. I was pale, white, and slow. I got voted most likely to be reported missing. My yearbook, the picture was a chalk outline. How's that? Did that tell you anything? He said, then in second grade, Dad, they seemed to like the best talker. Dad, were you the best talker? Always. I get paid to write things for other people. I can translate language from trauma, issue, toxic, dysfunctional, horrible. I can translate it into some kind of truth that works at a manageable level for whatever group that hires me. Honest to God, I can do that. I've been doing that since I was a little broken boy, trying to talk my dad back. At 7, I could talk him into some kind of feeling. At 9, I could put him in a corner. He'd have his legs wrapped around his knees and his head crying into the top of his legs. At 9, at 11, I could hurt him really bad physically. At 13, I did that and he didn't come home. I did juvenile time for that. It was worth every second. But I had to make an amends to that guy. My 8th and 9th, he was a big part of that. I had to make an amends for being a challenging child, for being a mouthy kid, for embarrassing him in public, the stuff I knew about private. I broke a guy's back, and I did 2 years. He was a rapist. My mom was out on a first date after she was divorced, and I told her, you got to get out of the house. I'm 19 or 20. I said, you got to get out of the house. Take a woman with you. She didn't. She was raped, and I found the guy about 6 years later. I broke his back. He was paralyzed for the rest of his life. I had to make an amends to him on his porch. He was sitting in his wheelchair. I'd say, I'm sorry. Otherwise, I don't stay sober. I'm a violent offender. But I didn't hurt anybody as bad as I did me. He said, my son's got a shotgun right through the window there in the trailer. He says, you got 2 seconds to get off my porch or he'll shoot you in the face. I got fast, real fast. I was gone. I was down that sidewalk, heartbeat. I have a part in every single resentment I've ever had. In every criminal act I've ever done, been caught for, and kept secret. I have a part in where I was wronged. You get to 4, 6, and 8, those are lists we keep. Don't burn your 4th step. You're going to need it for 6 and 8. It's homework. We write because it's easier for the lie to stay lie when it goes in the mouth. It's a short trip from the brain to the face. It's hard to lie when it's got to go all the way down the arm, through the fingers, and onto the paper. That's why we write.
if you're new, you don't know this until you know this. Listen, and somebody will tell you. I'm not talking about expertise. I'm talking about experience, what we did. Strength, what we changed. Hope, you can too, if you will listen. I'm a way better talker than a listener, even with my kids. My ex-wife will tell you, I talk too much. She would say to me all the time, too many words, Mark. First off, Ron irritated me, you know?
You know who I am.
That's who I am. If that's your excuse, let's be a little less you for a minute. What's wrong with I don't know? I don't know is step one. I don't know. Step one, I don't know. Step two, I'd like to. Step three, I'll ask. Step four, I'll look. Step five, I'll tell. Step six, I'll count. Step seven, I'll wait. Step eight, I'll make a list. Step nine, I'll make an effort. Step 10, I'll look in. Step 11, I'll look up. Step 12, I'll reach out. That's all that says.
I like that.
It's so simple. We can't understand simple. It's got to be toxic challenge. It's got to be some kind of formulaic answer. It's got to be some kind of long process. We stop drinking. We stay stopped. And we help the next one who doesn't know how to stop or stay. This place knows that better than most. This is a beautiful club. I'm embarrassed to say I've been to San Antonio maybe 7-8 times. I've never been here before. It was embarrassing. I felt bad about that. I felt a little dishonest about being a speaker at a club I've never been to. I got over that real fast. I wrote a joke in the air tonight flying at the Alamo's here. You know what I mean? 147 people were killed in the Alamo. 13 of them died in a gift shop. It was sad. Sorry, I was arrogant. Let me get back to the truth. My sponsor early on, I've had three sponsors, two of them are dead, one of them overdosed. He was an addict, and he was an alcoholic who wouldn't admit to being that. Alcohol killed more, it still kills more people than any opiates we've ever had. A lot of opiate deaths. It's a big part of AA. Ambien, all this stuff. It's a big part of AA. I'm an alcoholic, which means I'm chemically challenged, period. Sugar, caffeine. I don't do chemicals well. I use chemical first and truthful later. Truthful later, truthful spiritual later. Chemical first. It's where I still reach emotionally. You know, I'll sit and sad for a long time. It feels good. Until it doesn't feel good. So, if I'm passionate about AA and recovery from alcoholism, deism, some people, there's a lot of phrasing in AA that's been around for a lot longer than me. So far, four steep, all you get is four steep. Get rid of the alcohol, or you got the ism. And some people's, letters, words for the acronyms, I, self, and me. Okay, that's one. I wrote this because it worked for me. For me, the ism, isolate, separate, medicate. That could be television. It can be work, the medicate, isolate, separate, medicate. That's the ism that I deal with every day. I want to be separate from you. I'm a sociophobe. I don't feel comfortable around more than three or four people in a room. Unless I'm in front. There's nobody behind me tonight. That's okay. I got a 360 swivel that I do in any room I go into. Bitch, snitch, punk, drunk, bore, whore, wimp, pimp. I think they're all in the room. I have that. Listen, it's embarrassing to tell you that at 59 years old, but I still want to know who's whom in the room. Safe. I don't blame it on childhood, but I know that that's where the core is, right? I'm a kid. I'm a child. So, to take care of a child, I learned how to take care of a child. My kids know I'm first. My kids know I'm the most important person in the room, just like they are. So there's two big redwood trees in the forest now who aren't out of position. We're not getting the light they need to grow equal. I'm helicopter dad. That's the codependent in me. I want to hover and cover, help the kid. Well, if I stand up, he grows up. If I step back, he steps up. So we got two big redwood trees at the house, brother. His mother's a goddess, and I'd like to be more like her. I'm a bit of a princess when it comes to stuff. And a princess is an entitled person. Royalty, certainly. I don't know anybody in here who's not royalty. But a princess wants everybody else to do the maintenance for her. A goddess will do her own maintenance. That's what I'd like to be. And I watch my ex-wife, Julie. Phenomenal creature. Great mom. Ferocious. She did more jail time than me, too. She had seniority when we were married. That's crazy. It's embarrassing for me. She's all thug life, and I'm petty with a prior, you know what I mean? Normal people don't get that joke. Right? The guy from eBay asked me another question. He goes, this is just recent, so it's funny to me. He goes, you know, you said that a lot of corporate people, they come and they hit and run. You know, it's all selfish. They're like a no-knock warrant. That's what you said, right? I said, I did say that. He goes, what's a no-knock warrant? I said, well, it's a surprise for one thing. It's like a surprise party, actually. You're the guest. You don't know any of the hosts at all, but they know you really well. That wasn't funny when the doors kicked down, you know. But a lot of the experiential stuff that I get to carry in a bag of knowledge and information instead of resentment, you know, we move it from the back to the front. Shortcut number 3 or 4, if you're new, if you got to keep a secret, don't do it. If you've already done it, don't leave it a secret. Because what happens for people like me, and I know this happened to more than just me, the 3 sponsors I have, 2 of them had secrets and they're dead. They didn't want you to see them. They didn't want us to know. I'm not going to do something different tonight than I would in front of you. That goes for everything you just thought of. That's the truth. I've had addictions to things that were sexual that didn't include other people. That will change the way you see her, talk to her, hear her. It's toxic. It's worse than alcohol. And it's cheating. She can't compete with your head. She can't compete with the fantasy that is. She can't compete with what that looks like, feels like, how you treat it. It's unfair, and it's betrayal. That's an opinion. You let that land where you want to. And I'm not going to do anything different tonight in the hotel than I would right in front of you right here. You want a good night's sleep? That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. Now, that's sometimes a little salty for an AA meeting. Mm-hmm. There's some old-timers in here, and there's some newcomers in here, and there's a bridge we make between the two of us that works better than our first thought. So, I really had no idea that was going to come out tonight, and I apologize if that offended anybody. But I promise it works. I promise. Mm-hmm. If you knew there's a simpler way to do things than you think, it's what he does. It's what she does. It's what he does. You know, there's a guy in here that I know that he got sober when he was 17. I work with adolescents at least 10 times a year, a whole group of them. In a jail setting or a treatment setting or a school, adolescent. And their first thought is, I got the rest of my life to do this, man, old man. Okay, what if the rest of your life is 3 days? Nobody knows. I've heard that story and had that email more than 50 times. The rest of your life, you got that to do? You got the rest of your life to do that? How long is that? In the corporate world, they say time is money. They say that all the time. Time is money. Okay. All right, just a question. If you're terminal, you're in fourth stage cancer, you want some money or you want some more time? Mm-hmm. Time, Your Honor. That's what we do for each other. We give each other time to heal, time to listen, time to learn, time to sober up. Time. I've got time for you. You've got time for me. If you see one, help one. If you have some, give some. You need some, get some. That's why this club's here. They said that, the club membership, $20 a month. Okay. I don't know what your financial situation is, but even when I was new, I could find $20. Sometimes it was a separate tradition basket, but that was me. I wrote it down and paid it back, but it, it,
it was too tempting early on. You know, I went to meetings sometimes where, like, in the Oakland Hills, and that was like a place called Piedmont. Piedmont, they would bus us up to this meeting. Piedmont's like the Beverly Hills of Oakland, California. And then there would be 20s and 50s in the basket, and that's just too good to pass up. First thought wrong, well, they don't need it. I do. So, I said all that to say this, there's a way to go without the isolate, separate, medicate, isolate. I quit listening to the meeting, separate. I quit going to that meeting, medicate. I'm medicating on ego, anger, resentment, reality TV, some kind of, I don't know, some distraction, some obsession, some attraction to chemical. That's always the way I fail myself and don't make myself available to the next one. You know? Sometimes Grayson's the next one. Sometimes Julie's the next one. Sometimes you're the next one. But there is stuff to pass on that works all the time. And it's worked for, 80-something years now? You go to meetings. You listen more than you talk. You stay sober in between visits to meetings. You follow the directions there, as simple as we can make that. Follow the directions there, and you help the next one who doesn't even know what the first step is. I don't know. That's what we do. It's worked for a long time. I've never found anything that works better. I've been offered a lot of alternatives to AA. You know, holistic and chemical and. The two sponsors, I want to tell you about them. They had secrets. Eventually, for me, I got to a point where, this is before I got sober, and shortly afterwards, for me, and I don't know about you, but I've talked to a lot of people, and you talk to people. Talk to people with 20 or 30 years. See if they don't say this to a person. It takes about 5 years for you to hear the sound. Your head pops out of your own ass. Right around 5 years. Do you remember where you were? Do you remember? For me, it was about 6.5 because I'm so smart I can't learn. High IQ equals low bottom, even emotionally. I'll try to outthink a feeling, which is a tornado. Sometimes you're going to outthink a tornado. You guys have had hurricanes here in this part of the country. Just show it you're smart. Just stand there and be smart. Just stand there and show your degree in science. Show your bank statement. It doesn't care. It says, I'll take that too. This disease is a force of nature that doesn't apologize. It doesn't think and it doesn't feel. It just takes. And all it says every day is, keep coming back. AA stole that from alcohol. That's all we knew early on. Keep coming back. That's because what the disease says, keep coming back. First off,